Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Starting a new chapter, Kitabu Salati ala Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the book on salutations upon the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Babu Fadlis Salati ala Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the chapter on the virtue of sending salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. قال الله تعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the ayat of the Quran, the famous verse we hear very often, that إن الله وملائكته, إن verily Allah and His malaika, يصلون على النبي, they send salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'll explain just now. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. So first Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the malaika send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us some encouragement. And thereafter the command is coming, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima, that O you who believe, you salute Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with salutations of peace. Now we find that three types of people are mentioned. One is obviously the Zat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. Then the Malaika is mentioned. And then the command is given to the people that you also send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This hadith is a good hadith to teach us and indicate to us that a person can't just open the dictionary and understand what the Quran is saying. Or a person can't just understand the language Arabic to understand what is meant. Here this word salawat, or the plural of salat, send salat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Normally we say salat and salam. So this salat in this ayat is referring to, for three people is referring to three different things. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it means that Allah is sending special mercies upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When it mentioned that the malaika is sending salat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what it means is that the malaika are making dua for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when it comes, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe, that you send salat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what it means, that O you who believes, you praise Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the manner shown to you to praise Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So three different people, three different classes, three different meanings coming out from one ayat. Anyway, this is one command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself is saying that he is doing it. Normally the command is for the person that has been commanded, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a certain respect is also sharing to show that what a great thing this is to send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are very fortunate that we have actually been allowed to send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's our favor. It's not that we're doing any favor upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but it's actually our favor that we have been allowed to send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we find that this is the least we can do. This is the least we can do. There was a person that had a dream not very long ago that he found himself that he was being told by Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel sahab rahmatullah alayhi that he must come and prepare and come early for Jumu'ah Salah. So when he had come early for Jumu'ah Salah, he sounded, Hazrat Maulana was there with a whole lot of gifts, whole lot of gifts. And he was giving him and encouraging him also and telling him that these gifts are for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and they are for the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So the interpretation given by the ulama of this dream was that these gifts actually, firstly preparing and coming early for Jumu'ah, is the shan of a believer, that he prepares and he comes early for Jumu'ah. And the next thing, that the gifts for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, actually this salawat, this durood that we recite and send for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is like us sending gifts for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The dua, that's durood that we did, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, wa Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad, and upon the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa ashabihi wa barik wa sallim. And the third group of people that were to receive the gifts were the sahaba. So one is we sending a salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the sahaba at large. So this is the basic minimum we can do. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what he did, what he did he not do for us? So the basic we can do is recite salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So these ahadith show us that what great reward and what great merit there is. وعن عبد الله بن عمرو بن عاص رضي الله عنه أنه سمع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول من صلى علي صلاة صلى الله عليه بها عشرة رواه مسلم. Then Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiallahu anhu, he says, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, that person that sends salawat upon me one time, sallallahu alayhi biha ashara, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down 10 salutations upon him. So we are although reading one time upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down 10 mercies to this person. We are saying one time Allah Pak is sending out 10 mercies, special mercies to this person. Ties up with the ayat of the Quran, Man ja'a bil hasanati falahu ashru amthaliha. That person that does, or that person that brings one good action, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward him, this person, by giving him 10 times as much. He did one action, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him 10 times. Now in some hadiths it is mentioned that a person gets rewarded 70 times. This hadith is saying 10 times, some hadith say 70 times. Ulama, they reconcile between the two, is that initially it was 10, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His mercy upon the ummah, had increased it to 70. Well, the second explanation is, to the extent of your ikhlas and sincerity that you are reciting salawat, this darood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, according to your ikhlas and sincerity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases it up to 70. And the third explanation is, that when it is recited on a Friday, then the reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives is 70 times more. We'll finish with a small hadith, and then we'll continue tomorrow. Hazrat Abu Talha radiallahu anhu narrates that one morning Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to us in a very, very pleasant and cheerful mood. And the happiness that was emanating from his blessed face was clearly apparent. Some people inquired, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you seem very, very pleased today. Happiness is visible upon your blessed face. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, yes indeed, a messenger came to me from my Lord. In other words, an angel came. A messenger came to me from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, conveying the following message to me, that whoever from amongst your ummah will recite salat upon me once, Allah will record for him 10 righteous deeds, wipe out and pardon 10 faults, and Allah Pak will raise his rank in the year after by 10 stages, and reply to him in a like manner. Allah will, like he is sending salawat upon me, the dua that he is making for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Pak will reply with special mercy for this person. So can you imagine the kindness, the clemency of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we owe it to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Despite us owing it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is still rewarding us for it. Yesterday we explained that, according to Allama Sakhawi rahmatullah alayh, that the minimum a person should recite to a minimum salawat a person should recite on a every day should be 300 times, and according to the narration of Tabrani, a person will be entitled to the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam if a person recites 10 times in the morning, 10 times in the evening. How easy it is. You can't manage 300 a day, then at least 10 times in the morning, 10 times in the evening, that's the bare minimum we can do for that being that showed us so much of mercy, so much of kindness, and is a means of us progressing and going so much, so, and for us progressing as far as our deen is concerned. So the minimum we can do is 10 times in the morning, 10 times in the evening. May Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.